Country Pop FM.
Yet another public service provided by Bob FM. That would be the Bob Almanac. Good for at least a credit and a half at certain community colleges. Did you know that?
I did not.
The Bob Almanac is good for maybe a credit and a half at certain community colleges that may or may not be accredited. So it might be more of a correspondence school.
Yeah, I think I know where that's going to
today
shake out.
Is history. It's today in history. It's the Almanac, and then birthdays later on if you're new to the whole thing. Today is Tuesday. It's July 28th. 210th day of the year, 156 left to go. This was the date that's in 1790. Henry James Pye was appointed as the British Poet Laureate to King George III. Haven't you attempted? You're a Poet Laureate kind of in your own mind. Have you? I think ever since the Carter administration, you have petitioned to be the Poet Laureate to our president. For each president since Carter, is that right?
Well, yeah, it is, Jim, and I have to say the law of averages is going to soon be
eventually
in my favor.
You know who the poet, remember the poet laureate of the WWF? It was Leapin' Lanny Poffo.
Oh.
He was the poet laureate. He would bring frisbees out into the ring, and then they would have poems on there. He'd read them, and then he'd throw frisbees out. How about that for a gimmick?
That was his stick. Yeah, that was pretty good.
What's a better gimmick, that or Doink the Clown?
Well, without question. Not Doink.
1865, the American Dental Association, Neil, I think you refer to them as the ADA.
ADA.
They proposed its first code of ethics. Number 5 in the code of ethics, do not draw mustaches on your patients using a Sharpie. That's one of them.
Yeah, that's probably
there.
Good.
And several others that were probably more important than that one, but that one could be, I don't want to wake up coming out of the gas, and I might have my filling filled and everything, and I'm all good to go.
Look in the mirror and then...
Yeah, I don't want a Fu Manchu.
No.
Or one of those Hitler things.
Or Groucho Marx even.
That'd be bad.
Yeah.
1866, a year later, the metric system was authorized for the standardization of weights and measures throughout the United States. It was authorized.
But it never caught on.
It hasn't caught on. It's out there.
Yeah.
We use it in some instances. You know, I've got a 5.7 liter in my truck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a Hemi. That's a liter. It's not a gallon. It's a liter. So we do use some liters and centimeters, milliliters, meters, etc. Kilometers. Or do you go kilometers? Are you kilometers or you kilometers?
Kilometers.
I kind of like both.
Yeah.
Like to mix it up. So 1900 this date, the hamburger was created. Louis Lassing in Connecticut.
Nice work.
Took some ground beef, cooked it up, put it in between two pieces of bread, maybe even a Kaiser roll. I'm not sure. It does not indicate what the bread that he used. It didn't matter. Some form of bread. If it would have just been regular bread, if it would have been rye, that's a patty melt. But you need to have cheese on there for it to be a melt.
Yes.
So hamburger created on this date in 1900.
Delish.
1914, World War I officially began. Austria-Hungary declared war on Serbia. That was the state 1914. Of course, the Archduke had been assassinated. Archduke. Was it Archduke Ferdinand?
I think it was.
That's what I want to say.
Yes, I believe that's correct.
1932, zombies, still a big thing. Are you big zombies big in your house?
No.
You ever walk around like a zombie?
Well, yes.
So 1932, the first ever zombie movie.
Bela Lugosi as Murder Legendre.
I see death.
Master of the undead damned. The sinister power behind the white zombie.
Boy, those 1930s trailers, you just can't beat them, can you?
Super scary.
White Zombie. This date debuted, released the first zombie movies, and there have been many, many more.
Bela Lugosi.
We love our zombie movies. That was in 32. 54.
Oh, life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above.
Now, did your Slim Jim and the Beef Jerkies, did they perform this song?
Oh, yeah.
Did they perform this song?
Yes.
Did you have any
crew cuts?
So now for my money, I would say that for my money, this is not the first rock and roll song. This is not the first rock and roll song. Although some people think that it is. It reached the top of the music charts with this Shaboom song.
It was huge.
I think Bill Haley and the Comets Rock Around the Clock is still the first ever rock and roll song. So this one, 1954. What's that?
That's more rock and roll, Bill Haley in the comments.
It is.
On that one.
It is. That isn't quite rock and roll. That's more Shaboom.
Yeah.
You know, Shaboom, Shaboom, doo-wop. That's more doo-wop,
I think. More doo-wop.
Yeah, 1957, another musical tidbit for you.
There's a hit record right now called A Whole Lot of Shaking Going On. It's one of those songs where you kind of get the beat and the feeling, and nobody break and nobody ever will, I guess. It goes by too fast. But here he is, jumping and jolting, Jerry Lee Lewis.
Jerry Lee Lewis on the Steve Allen Show this day. Steve Allen had left the Tonight Show by then.
Whole lot of shaking going on.
Now this is rock and roll.
Oh, yeah.
One might even say rockabilly. Jerry Lee Lewis, TV debut this day, 1973. Let's jump forward. And Lee Majors married Farrah Fawcett. Became quite the Hollywood couple on this day. And Farrah wasn't even that well known yet in 73. She hadn't yet appeared on Harry O with David Janssen. Uh-huh. She's still 3 years removed. And before, not removed, but 3 years before Charlie's Angels. She really hadn't done much up to this point, but she certainly caught the eye of Lee Majors. And I bet you marrying Lee Majors may have actually helped her career. What do you think?
Probably did. Lee Majors had starred in a couple of programs already by then.
Yeah, he was in the $6 Million Man was just getting started.
Right.
In 1973.
And he'd already had a nice run in Big Valley.
They were married for like 10 years or so, and then they were divorced. Farrah Fawcett, Lee Majors, married this date, 73. In 82, one of the great wrestling storylines ever in the history of any sport, any plot, any movie, any show, Andy Kaufman, Jerry Lawler, David Letterman, it all came to a head. It was glorious, really.
Because let me tell you something. My father said, my manager said, they all said that I had a right. I could have gotten a lawyer and I could have sued you for what you did, and I didn't. And I just, all I want is an apology. Even you asked me last time I was on your show if I was going to have a
that's
lawsuit,
right.
And I could have sued you. I could have sued you for everything you're worth. Well, and I didn't, because I'm not that kind of a guy.
Yeah. You know what?
What kind of a guy are you?
No.
So Kaufman gets up, Lawler gets up, he pushes Kaufman over, Kaufman leaves, he comes back, and then Letterman.
I think you can use some of those words on TV. I'm not... But what you can't do is throw coffee. I've said it over and over again.
That is the single one greatest ad lib in the history of late night television right there.
Can't throw coffee. Right.
That was pretty good. Is just typical classic David Letterman.
Yes.
Andy Kaufman. What do you think about that, Neil?
Oh, it's great. It was a great bit. And they pulled it off, man. People thought it was real deal for sure. But it was a setup.
So that was in 82, that whole thing. That was like in the first year of the Letterman late night show on NBC in 82. 84.
Now it's climbing around the rings. Can you see it there? They say the sun makes a difference. Over there, you can see it. Around the five Olympic rings, then up the spout again. And it will climb to the receptacle at the top for the first time in 52 years. The Olympic flame.
Jim McKay doing play-by-play of the lighting of the Olympic flame. Los Angeles, 23rd Olympic game. Second time they've been in L.A. Aren't they scheduled to be back in L.A.? 2024, Neil?
I'd have to check that.
I'm pretty sure. Check that and confirm, because the Bob listeners want to know.
I hope they get their sound figured out by then.
Well, that was off of VHS, Neil.
Ah,
and, you know, with VHS, sometimes there's some tracking issue and whatnot. You got the gist of it, though.
I did.
I'm pretty sure of it. So that was in 84. In 1989, this movie released.
Oh, God, a woman in my house.
He finally had the perfect relationship.
So you'll be staying another night?
Oh, yes, of course!
When something big happened to change it. Something called Hooch.
Wait a minute!
No! Yeah, you're a big fan of Hooch, aren't you?
I don't know that I would say big guy. Fan.
Moderate. He's being fan. Swept off
so
his...
Turner and Hooch. One of the forgotten Tom Hanks movies. People start listing Tom Hanks movies. I think they forget often about Turner and Hooch. That was this date in 89. Also in 1998, I know that this impacted your life immensely when it was announced that Toad the Wet Sprocket was disbanding.
I flew my Toad the Wet Sprocket flag at a half mast.
You had weeks and weeks of counseling. Good thing you have a counselor on retainer.
Right.
Ready to go. So that was in 1998. How about 2 years later, more Regis for us as we remember Regis Philbin.
Who is that?
Co-host.
What?
For the final walk down the final... Just,
oh
no, don't
gosh.
Even look at that. It's so
what
ugly.
What is this, Reach? The Green Mile?
Yes, it is the Green Mile, believe it or not. The last mile. Here we go.
And how are you feeling?
Well, I feel kind of sad. I can't see you anymore, you know?
Right. I live around the corner, Reach. You know, you're always welcome. You need a, you know, home-cooked meal. That's
so
what I'll
Kathy
be doing.
So Kathy Lee and Regis, they did their last show together on this date in 2000. They were a good team.
They were.
Played off each other very well. I would say better... Then when Kelly came in, Kelly was a great person as well. But I think just that whole Kathy Lee back and forth with Regis, I thought it was classic.
It was pretty good.
It was really good. And we were trying to think yesterday of the show that he was a sidekick on.
Yeah.
It was the Joey Bishop Show.
Oh,
came
sure,
to me while I was reviewing yesterday's Almanac.
Okay.
The Joey Bishop Show.
Short-lived.
He was a sidekick, kind of the Ed McMahon to Joey Bishop. Yeah, I think it was only on for 2 or 3 years.
Right.
So 2000, Kathy Lee said goodbye. 5 years ago, can you believe it was 5 years ago when the main thing we were all worried about and talking about, it seems like decades ago, in 2015, was Walter Palmer, the dentist from Bloomington who killed Cecil the Lion.
Yes.
Today, Dr. Palmer released a statement insisting, "I had no idea the lion I took was a known local favorite," adding that he relied on the expertise of my local professional guides to ensure a legal hunt. "I deeply regret that my pursuit of an activity I love and practice responsibly and legally resulted in the taking of this lion."
It was controversial. He was the most hated man. That was the thing that was... Now we've got all kinds of junk on social media now.
Right.
In 2015, it was all about Walter Palmer, and he had paid $54,000 for the opportunity to kill a lion in Zimbabwe. That was this day, 2015. And then a year ago, Neil, you and I are in the wrong line of business and line of work, I'll tell you.
A 16-year-old gamer from the U.S., he's known as Booga, has won $3 million. You heard that right? After being crowned the Fortnite World Champion in New York. His real name is Carl Gerstorf. Joe Tidy reports.
So they call him Booger. They call him Booga.
Million.
He's Booga and he's on Twitter. And he won $3 million playing Fortnite video games.
Ridiculous.
So let's move on to birthdays. Bill Bradley is 77 today.
Basketball Dollar Bill.
Player. Yeah. Now, what kind of, you remember watching him, I'm sure, in the NBA with the New York Knicks. What kind of player was he?
What was his go-to?
Was it a hook shot? Was he a back-to-the-basket kind of guy? Drop step?
He was a good shooter. Pretty
face
good,
up.
You know, mid-range. Nobody makes mid-range shots anymore. Dollar Bill
There's
made
no such
mid-range
thing.
Shot.
Yeah, it's either layup or a three.
Right.
That's all it is.
Basketball was
or
a different game them and... And he won a title with the Knicks, maybe two, with Dave DeBuscher.
I think he did win two, and then he
Frazier.
Served in Congress.
Yeah, he's a good man.
The senator from the state of New Jersey, he's 77. The guy who gave us Garfield.
Arr, it do be a landlubber who be shoving lasagna in his face. I declare this putty property of the queen.
Hey, who do you think you are?
I be Orange Beard the Pirate Captain, and this be me first mate, Odie the Stupid.
The Garfield Halloween special. How good is that? And, of course, a cameo from Lorenzo Music as the voice of Garfield. Garfield creator Jim Davis is 75. What was the name of Garfield's owner? Something Arbuckle. You remember what it was? Was it Dave Arbuckle, Jim Arbuckle, something Arbuckle?
Mm-hmm.
Jim Davis, 75.
Sunshine go away today. I don't feel much like dancing.
Here is a real one-hit wonder. So this song went top five. Jonathan Edwards, who was born in Aiken, by the way. Aiken, Minnesota,
wow.
Home of the Gobblers.
That.
Yes. And I just drove through Aiken a weekend ago. They don't have any signs. Why is there not a sign? Home
Should
of
be.
Jonathan Edwards. Big hit song, Sunshine Go Away Today. And then he didn't have another song that broke into the top 100.
Wow.
So this might be, as far as one-hit wonders, might be the most one-hit wonder of all one-hit wonders. He's 74 today. Dick Ebersol, he worked on Saturday Night Live. He took over for Lorne Michaels there for a few years when Lauren was just burned out, and he's a big TV producer, a lot of sports, ABC's Wide World of Sports. He was probably working on that 84 Olympic broadcast
probably
with
was.
Jim McKay, I'm sure. He is 73. Gloria, Archie Bunker's little girl, Sally Struthers, and also she'll remind you that just for the cup of a coffee per day, you can help save somebody.
Right.
Right, she does a lot of those. Sally Struthers is 73.
Ma, didn't you hear the things he was saying about women out there? And that includes me. And you too, Ma.
But that ain't no way to argue.
I get mad at your father lots of times, but I don't call him stupid.
I know, you don't do anything.
Oh, yes, I do.
What?
I come into the kitchen and I make myself a cup of tea.
Oh, Edith. Edith is so good. There's Sally Struthers.
Quite a family they had.
She was all in the family.
Mm-hmm.
73 today. That's Yacht Rock. That's Firefall. And the man on the flute for Firefall is David Muse.
Very nice.
71 today. Can you hear the flute in there? It's great.
Yes.
I don't think another rock song had a flute in it until we had Jethro Tull, and then Men at Work used a flute also in the 1980s.
Of course, Marshall Tucker used it extensively.
Well, that's right, they did. Do you remember their song Strange Way?
Mm-hmm.
That one also had good flute in it. 71 for David Muse.
I'm not going to Switzerland.
Jess, you're missing the point. It's not about where you go. It's about you guys being there for us. I mean, okay, so maybe we're a little over-emotional. And maybe we do get a little demanding. But that's because our hormones are running wild. I mean, we're happy, we're sad, we're hot, we're cold, we're huge. And all we want are ridgy potato chips and a nice slice of juicy watermelon with a side of Swiss chocolate. Now, is that too much to ask? I don't think so.
Oh, boy. Aunt Becky, a little hormonal. She's pregnant. And, of course, that child in about 18 years will magically find themselves as a star rower and will be admitted to Stanford for some reason that's unbeknownst to us.
Yep.
Never rowed a rower in her life, never even been in a boat.
Right.
But all of a sudden is a Division I level rower, a crew member.
Mm-hmm.
Lori Loughlin, who of course is a part of the college admission scandal. There she is from Full House. She's 56. When I wake up in the morning and the lung is out. Neil, what time is it?
TV theme time, Jim.
Elizabeth Berkley is 48 today. She was one of the Saved by the Bell kids.
Sure.
And then she did a strip tease in the movie Showgirls. She grew up.
Uh-huh.
There was like a rash of strip tease and stripper movies there because there was that one and the one with Demi Moore.
Yeah.
Which was titled Strip Tease, if I'm not mistaken. Did you see any of those stripper movies, Neil?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. 48 for Elizabeth Berkley. Zach Parise, our very own Zach Parise. Happy birthday, 36.
He's one of us.
He is, and he plays for the Wild. He's getting ready to play some bubble hockey in Edmonton, the playoffs, the play-in series.
Uh-huh.
Happy birthday, Zach. And our rapper of the day is Soulja Boy. Not the song from the Shirelles, which was Soulja Boy. This is Soulja Boy, because it's soul.
Okay.
Soulja Boy. Okay. It's a play on the word soul and soldier. Soulja Boy, 30 today. Big 3-0.
Gone, but not forgotten. English author Beatrix Potter. Did you read Peter Rabbit when you were in elementary school? You may have. 1866. Comedian and actor. He was in It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. Joe E. Brown, 1892. One of the first crooners, Rudy Vallee.
I could be a king to uncrowned, humble or poor, rich or renowned. There's just nothing I couldn't do.
You've done this song karaoke, haven't you?
Yes.
So it was this date in 1933 on his 32nd birthday. He also received the first ever singing telegram on his birthday, Rudy Vallee.
You're making that up.
No.
No.
Check your record books.
Rudy Vallee, born on this day, 1901. What about Frankie Yankovic?
Someone stole a kishka, someone stole a kishka, someone stole a kishka from the butcher shop.
Get a rope.
Who stole a kishka? Who stole a kishka?
You gotta know what a kishka is.
Someone call the cop.
I don't know what a quiche is.
It's a sausage. Somebody stole the sausage.
Well, that is a hanging offense. Frankie Yankovic, Grammy Award winning.
When you're Polish or when sausage is a big part of your life, somebody steals the sausage, guess what? You're calling the cops.
Yep, that's a problem.
You're sending out a posse.
1915 for Frankie. Former First Lady, that is, Jacqueline Bouvier Kennedy Onassis. Born on this day, 1929. Of course, the wife of President John F. Kennedy. This is Rick Wright with the group Pink Floyd. He's mainly a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer.
Yeah, mainly known for his keyboard work, but here he is doing some lyrics on the big Pink Floyd hit Time.
1943. She was on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, the Betty White Show, many others. Georgia Engel.
So, what are you doing?
I'm a Golden Girl now. I go from door to door selling Golden Girl cosmetics. Ding dong, it's your Golden Girl. Everything for the more beautiful you. Do you want to see my sample?
Why not? What do you got?
Lou Grant wants to see Georgette's sample.
Yes. Why? Was she married to Junior Sample at the time, perhaps?
She was married to Ted Baxter.
That was quite a couple they made, too. Georgia Engel there, born on this day, 1948, and they're gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff forgot the man who gave us...
Your Tupperware lady has the freshest ideas for locking in freshness.
Tupperware.
Oh, how did I miss
Tupperware. That? Many people out there, I'm sure, have hosted illegal Tupperware parties. Uh-huh. There's been a crackdown on those recently, so be careful.
Mr. Tupper?
In these days, yes.
What's his
Earl
name?
Tupper.
Earl Tupper.
1907, born on this day. I can remember my mother hosting a Tupperware party. We had to, like, hide in our room.
Sure.
Couldn't be any part of it.
Right.
Even though I wanted to see some of the new offerings from Tupperware.
You were not invited.
Mr. Tupper might even been at that party. I don't know. I could have met the man who invented Tupperware. No.
You did not have enough buying power to be in on that.
I had who knows what they were doing.
Right.
I had to stay in my room. And listen to Cliff Richard songs.
Well, that's not all bad.
Now they're all
gone
but
not
forgotten. Would you like to start a Bob-a-thon with Waylon Jennings? I ain't living long like this. Kathy Mateo walking away a winner, or Earl Thomas Conley right from the start?
You throw two of my favorites at me. Waylon.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD.